USC student protesters stood together in front of Tommy Trojan today. They were all dressed in black, and most of them had duct tape covering their mouths.
We are silenced when we feel targeted on our campuses, and the university's administration ignores the sentiments of our concern.
The event was sponsored by Save Ourselves, a student group within the Center for Black Cultural and Student Affairs. Organizers encouraged a peaceful demonstration against the off-campus party out of UCSD that mocked Compton. Guests invited to the UCSD event named Compton Cookout were encouraged to eat watermelon, wear gold teeth, among many other stereotypes. The party has sparked outrage and protests at UC San Diego.
Students from USC, students from the University of Southern California School District, and students across the nation support our brothers and sisters at UCSD.
But acts of overt racism by college students against certain communities are not just found on the grounds of one particular school. I spoke with USC sophomore and member of today's protest, Avia Wilkerson. She says racism is brewing on USC's campus. She told me about one party that targeted Hispanic students.
People dressed up in gardening outfits and had leaf blowers. The fact that people are throwing these parties means that these are how they view people. They actually view these people that they're portraying.
After Barack Obama was elected president, Avia says she and a group of her friends were celebrating in their dormitory.
While we were coming down, the elevator opened up on a particular floor with students who apparently were unhappy with the results of the election, and we got trash thrown at us.
She says they were harassed by these same students, not just physically, but they were told,
"You don't even effing care about politics. It's the first time you've ever even paid attention to an election." Another girl who happens to be very small had a group of larger males throw water on her. This is all on the same night.
A popular anonymous college website called Campus ACB has discriminatory language. USC students there made derogatory comments directed at African American women. The posting dated January 22nd, which is too offensive to read, was updated just last week with more usage of racial slurs. It's a sign that racial tensions are still common at many universities. Chris Foy, Annenberg Radio News.